October 2, Members of God's Household. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:19-20. The Lord Jesus is making experiments on human hearts through the exhibition of his mercy and abundant grace. He is effecting transformation so amazing that Satan stands viewing them as a fortress impregnable to his sophistries and delusions. They are to him an incomprehensible mystery. The angels of God look on with astonishment and joy that fallen men, once children of wrath, are, through the training of Christ, developing characters after the divine similitude to be sons and daughters of God, to act an important part in the occupations and pleasures of heaven. The Lord has provided his church with capabilities and blessings that they may present to the world an image of his own sufficiency, that his church may be complete in him, a continual representation of another, even the eternal world, of laws that are higher than earthly laws. His church is to be a temple built after the divine similitude. To his church, Christ has given ample facilities that he may receive a large revenue of glory from his redeemed purchased possession. The church, being endowed with the righteousness of Christ, is his depository in which the wealth of his mercy, his love, his grace is to appear in full and final display. The declaration in his intercessory prayer that the Father's love is as great toward us as toward himself, the only begotten Son, and that we shall be with him where he is, forever one with Christ and the Father, is a marvel to the heavenly host, and it is their great joy. The gift of his Holy Spirit, rich, full, and abundant, is to be to his church as an encompassing wall of fire, which the powers of hell shall not prevail against. In their untainted purity and perfect, spotless perfection, Christ looks upon his people as a reward of all his suffering, his humiliation, and his love, and the supplement of his glory, Christ the great center from which radiates all glory.